Dictation for Jan Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, July 1042. Address as a letter to Dr. Jan Perry, P-E-R-Y-D-O, 989-356-7257. Dear Dr. Perry, consultation, Mr. Martin, recent high potassium abnormal kidney function, evaluated emergency room middle of June, was exposed to Bactrim because of Salmonella bacteremia associated to abdominal aortic aneurysm graft infection. This was changed to levofloxacin. Chemistry is already improving. Comes accompanied with WISE. Back in March, there was a rupture of abdominal aortic aneurysm requiring endovascular repair from abdominal aorta to the iliac arteries bilateral. They also did an angioplasty of the superior mesenteric artery as the graft was covering the inferior mesenteric artery, and patient did have previous testing showing superior mesenteric artery occlusion. This was done as an attempt to prevent any ischemic bowel. He lost significant weight from 150 down to 122, but is slowly recovering. Overall appetite is decreased. According to family member, two small meals. Not wearing any dentures because it makes him gag. Recently, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Stools prior diarrhea resolved, presently normal without bleeding. Has problems of frequency urges in nocturia. He still has his prostate. No infection, cloudiness of blood. Problems of insomnia. Presently no gloss claudication. Has chronic back pain. No anti-inflammatory agents. No discolor of the toes. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope. There is dyspnea, which apparently is worse since the AAA repair, but denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen, no inhalers, no CPA machine, no orthopnea PND, next paragraph, before all these procedures, kidney function was normal. Next paragraph, the past medical history for extensive peripheral vascular disease, prior bilateral right and left iliac artery stent, documented right-sided renal artery stenosis, documented multiple levels of stenosis on the right lower extremity. On the left side, he has a free vessel runoff. The known abdominal aortic aneurysm, ulceration, eventually rupture, the endovascular repair, the superior mesenteric artery balloon, I'm not sure if a stent was also done, denies coronary artery disease, there were complications of atrial fibrillation, no TIAs or a stroke, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, denies liver disease, kidney stone, renal problems, he still has his prostate, no recurrent urinary tract infection. Next paragraph, surgeries as indicated above. Also bilateral length implant and prior colonoscopies. Next paragraph, reported side effects, allergies to penicillin. He did receive, however, rosefin in the hospital back in March at the time of Salmonella. The recent side effects of potassium and creatinine with Bactrim. Next paragraph, he is being a smoker since age 16, 17, one pack per day. He stopped at the time of AAA March 2024. No alcohol abuse. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include levofloxacin, thyroid replacement, Lipitor, Bisoprolol, Norvasc, Eliquis, calcium vitamin D, probiotics, Prior, Lisinopril, discontinue, Bactrin, discontinue. Was taking also some sodium tablets, potassium tablets, because of low sodium concentration. Next paragraph on physical exam, elderly gentleman, present weight 140, blood pressure 116, right-sided. Excuse me, blood pressure 146/58. Repeat 150/60. Hard of hearing. Very few teeth on the bottom. Normal speech. Minor tachypnea, no respiratory distress. No facial asymmetry. Normal pupils, normal eye movement, emphysema findings, no consolidation pleural effusion, irregular reading from AFib, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension tenderness, no peritoneal signs ascites, femoral obruate, bilateral groin areas, decreased pulses, worse on the right comparing to the left. I don't see gangrene, edema, or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries after Bactrin discontinue. Creatinine 1.09, low sodium at 136, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelet, anemia 12.6. At the time of Bactrin, creatinine elevated to 1.51, potassium 5.2. No activity in the urine for blood or protein. Another June, creatinine 1.67, potassium 5.5. Baseline in May, 0.85. The recent CT scan, abdomen and pelvis without contrast, normal liver, normal spleen, normal sized kidneys without obstruction, incidental right-sided stone, no obstruction, prostate is enlarged, the endovascular stent in abdominal aorta, no change from previously, I review all the notes early this year, the prior evaluation, vascular surgery back in March with the above findings, and the admission to the hospital for the ruptured abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury in relation to effect of medication accompanied by hyperkalemia, improve or resolving with changing of medications. Next number, Salmonella bacteremia, complicating abdominal aortic aneurysm, rupture, endovascular repair, will be indefinitely on levofloxacin. Next number, extensive peripheral vascular disease, including previously documented right-sided renal artery stenosis, presently off ACE inhibitors, monitor blood pressure at home, the importance of salt restriction, discontinue smoking as he already did, continue alternative blood pressure medicines. Next number, below sodium concentration represents renal failure. There is no indication for sodium or potassium tablets. He is not on any diuretics. Recent high potassium, off lisinopril, off Bactrin. Next number, a smoker with clinical findings for COPD. Next number, malanemia, does not require a specific treatment. Next number, normal calcium, nutrition, and phosphorus. Next number, anemia, no need for EPO treatment. All issues discussed with the patient. As kidney function has improved, we will go standby. All questions answered, end of dictation.